You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is an interesting story. There's a gentleman who was rescued by the same stranger, Good Samaritan, twice, 8 years apart. This is very interesting. They say here, Christopher Menachi had stopped to help Gerald Granowski and his 15-year-old son with a flat tire when a truck came hurtling towards them and hit Menachi's car, blocking both of them from harm. Recovering from the shock, the two men discovered that the nurse practitioner, Christopher Menachi, had come to the aid of Granowski once before when he had been injured in a fishing accident 8 years earlier. This occurred in the city of Auburn Township, Ohio. You know, things like this happen where, and again, I don't know how big the city is, but, you know, sometimes just things go around, and I see that a lot. I mean, I live in Las Vegas. Now, Las Vegas at one point had almost 2 million people. Now I think it's down to 1.3. I don't remember. I can't tell you how many times things just recirculate. You run into the same people. You end up taking care of the same people. You end up cutting off the same person in the shopping cart line. But pretty cool stuff. But what would be the, in the previous fishing accident, the nurse practitioner had surgically removed the hook from his hand at the time, not in a medical setting from what I understand. So the moral of the story is you never know who you're going to run into. And, always go with the pretense that you're going to run into this person again. You know, we always talk about how people in small towns are nicer than in big cities because in small towns, you're going to run into them again. You're living with them, you know, and I live in Las Vegas, and Las Vegas is notorious for drivers who are rude and mean, even worse than L.A., because many people that come into Las Vegas are only coming in for the weekend. Even though we have a huge city and many of us that live, I mean, there's more to Vegas than the Strip or the resort corridor that we're calling it now. I mean, you know, we have, homes and suburbs and just completely surrounding the city. Huge city, beautiful city, parks, schools, etc. But, a lot of people that drive by and that they come in, you know, for the weekend or whatever, I see it in my office. You know, take care of my mom. We're here for the weekend, and then they don't pay us. You know, and they think it's because you're not going to run into somebody again. But I got to tell you, it doesn't matter how big a city you run into them. I mean, New Yorkers could tell you. New Yorkers could tell you in Manhattan, you will run into people over and over and over again. Do not make enemies. You do not want to mess with people. All right. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We got a lot to talk about. A lot of, kind of Medicare prescription news. Just kind of want to update you on that. Many of you are kind of concerned about this, what happened with Mitt Romney and some of his comments that were taken very inflammatory. And, now the news outlets are saying Obama's up in the polls. We'll talk about that. Let me see here. Although I find it hilarious where just one, let's say, press conference can cause such damaging results in the polls, allegedly. You know, you just wonder what story the media is pitching to us right now. But we'll talk about that. As we get more news on what's been going on in the Middle East, we will definitely fill you in with that. We had a pretty severe drunk driving accident in Las Vegas, killing 4 people, injuring 8. And Sally Struthers has been involved in a DUI, from what I understand, arrested. So we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Please call in 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can email us at drdahlia.com. Looks like some more progress has been reported with the Chicago strikes. From what we understand, if they work through this, school should be open on Monday. Now, from what we understand, the points where they're kind of being hung on are, of course, benefits and ways to, I don't want to say discipline, but ways to rate and evaluate teachers. This has been a source of contention all week long. From what we understand, over 400,000 kids, or 350,000 kids, now the number's down, but it used to be 400,000 as of last week, earlier in the week, have been out of school all week long. They're happy. They probably don't want the strike to end, but I think the parents are pulling their hair out, saying, please get back to school. So if we get any information while we're on air, we will keep you posted, just in case you are one of those parents of the 350,000 kids that want the children to go back to school, and hastily. You know, it is frustrating for teachers, and we spend a significant amount of time on that. How do you rate a good teacher? You know, many of us just saw Glee, right? Glee's back on. Okay, stop it. Come on, Glee's good. Okay, and an example of a good teacher is the Glee Club teacher, Mr. Schuster. Okay, I almost forgot. Right, okay. I thought Glee did a good job. I didn't know Kate Hudson could sing. That was kind of interesting. Kate Hudson was on there. But, you know, whenever we watch these TVs and these movies, we think a good teacher is somebody that a student could talk to after hours, somebody that will go out of his way to, you know, help your personal life. And that's how in the TV and in the movies we've looked at, okay, that's a good teacher. But that's not really what we need right now. In our Department of Education throughout the United States. I mean, what we need is a teacher that could turn these kids from not giving a heart and doot to caring about their work. You know, when I was growing up, I don't know if it was because I was afraid of my parents or if I was just so motivated or just a dork, but I was afraid to fail. I had this fear of failing. I didn't want to fail. I wanted to ace my classes. I wanted to compete. You know, and I noticed, you know, with my children, one of them, really no big thing. I mean, he doesn't want to fail, but it's not really a stressor for him. You know, he's more worried about all the other types of issues with the kids. He's like, all right, well, if I don't do well on the test, I don't do well on the test. And I'm like, you have to do well on the test. He's like, why? Well, you have to pass. But no, I'll still move on to the next grade. What'll happen if I fail this test, Mom, really? Now, I'm type A, he's type B. So, you know, he may live longer, God willing, I hope he does. But, you know, a teacher that could turn that thinking around, look, this is important, is the good teacher, I think. Don't go away, we'll be back, 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no churning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
On the Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy, who is sponsoring this part of the show. Make sure to check out the September specials that he's got. This food is yummy. I mean, for having food that you have in storage for emergencies, this stuff tastes really damn good. I like the stuff. I'm a huge fan. So definitely check out Freeze Dry Guy. We're going to probably spend a little bit more time on tomorrow's show on what makes a good teacher. You know, I had found with all the years of my schooling a huge frustration by some of the people who taught me and their teaching methods and teaching techniques. And, you know, I found it fascinating that, you know, I would be taking some honors classes in school, and these would be people that were very well published, well known in the international community for their subject, like, for example, with physics, but they couldn't teach. You know, many of us go into teaching because we like to teach, and I think that's huge. You need to like it. Many of us teach because we think we can. We're an expert on a topic, so we think we can. You know, I would have never had the guts or the cojones to think that I could do a radio show if I didn't feel I had an appropriate teaching background. You know, you could know a lot of information. You could know an encyclopedia worth of information. You could memorize things, but to actually convey it into a form where somebody could receive it, that's an art. You know, and I've always admired teachers, good teachers, who could do that. You know, you need to be a good speaker. You need to be somebody that can, remember we talk about the three E's or the four E's. You know, you need to be able to engage that audience. You need to be able to entertain them, educate them, and then you need to enlist them. You need to convince who you are teaching to do what you just taught, whether it be to complete the assignment or to follow the evolution of the bony fish or to understand why the chemical reaction occurred and to recreate it on paper and study it and reproduce it on a test later. Why should you, for this teacher or for this class, do the work? Why do you need to know this? You know, that was a question in school we always had, right? Okay, we'd get to class, whether we paid for the class or not, it would depend whether it was high school or college or medical school, and, you know, the professor or the teacher or the doctor, whatever, would come up and just start lecturing on something. And, you know, 1 minute into it, somebody in class would ask, is this going to be on the quiz? Is this going to be on the test? Or we would be asking each other, why is he talking about this? Right? Because many of us felt it was going to be a waste of time to listen to any information that could be possibly extraneous. Okay? I mean, especially in medical school, you could only absorb so much before you start forgetting other things. And so we were very selective on what we would allow to enter our brains. Boy, were we cocky sons of guns back then. But anyway, and so a good teacher, you don't just start, you know, talking, and I mean, you need to convince the listener, you need to convince the student why this is worth knowing, you know. Now, true, sometimes you could teach by entertaining, you know. I mean, sometimes you'll listen to a radio show, let's say there's a woman on air, right, who's a family doctor, has difficulty moosing her hair and keeping her hair from looking completely tangled all the time, but, you know, sometimes she may be talking about a fluff piece and it's entertaining. Okay, well, entertaining is fine. You know, it's nice to be entertained. We, you know, sometimes that's the value of that. But whenever your radio host is entertaining, they're entertaining. When it's time to teach, explain why this is important. Why are you talking to me about the fish oil thing? All right, there's a study saying fish oils. Why? What am I supposed to do with that? Well, what you're supposed to do with that is maybe, you know, discuss with your doctor that fish oil may not be all that effective. Study came out saying fish oil has no effect on decreasing heart attack and stroke this week. That study came out, received many emails and questions. Well, my cardiologist has me on fish oil, so what do I do? Well, this is only one study, all right? It's only one piece of information. Your cardiologist may want you on the fish oil because it decreases clotting. You may not be a fish eater, so he thinks it's better than nothing. Go to your doctor, talk to him about it, et cetera. So, you know, if somebody is going to teach, they need to make sure that that other person on the other end realizes the benefit and the value of what is being taught. Now, this is something that we learn when we teach. I mean, I taught Sunday school. When I was in medical school, I just worked. I waited tables. I did whatever I could to make ends meet because I was helping my brother go to college at the time because he was starting undergrad when I was in medical school. And I taught Sunday school, and I loved it. I loved being able to deal with the kids, but I had to convince them why they needed to learn. Oh, and I was teaching fourth graders, and it was the circumcision unit. Oh, that was a tough one. Okay, wait. So, Teacher Dahlia, they're going to cut what? What if you're a girl? What do they cut then? Okay. But I got to tell you, it did capture their interest and it intrigued them a little bit. The whole circumcision lecture was, that was a tough one. I sweated some bullets during that. So, you know, going back to, you know, what we're seeing with the teachers striking in Chicago, you know, there's no easy way to evaluate. You know, if they want to use a standardized test, I can understand why the teachers are complaining about it. But then on the flip side, I think any one of us that has a job, there should be some sort of checks and balances, and there should be some means of being either, I don't want to use the word disciplined, but being rated, being evaluated, being given constructive criticism, feedback, and possibly asked to leave your post if you're not doing the job that you're doing. Now, when we were younger and we were going to school in the 70s, we had the CAT testing, the CAT testing, the CATs. Right? And, you know, most of the kids in our class passed that. Teachers were able to get most of us to pass those. And maybe then that's what the teachers need to concentrate on. You know, if they're in a world now where they're going to be rated on standardized test scores, then, you know, maybe don't worry about the whole glee, you know, frilly type of Goodwill Hunting type of stuff. You know, maybe just then figure out a way to get that math into them, to get those vocabulary words into them. I told you one thing that I would do in college was tutor. And I had the benefit of people loving what I was teaching them, because I could teach them poems, I could teach them stupid tunes, I could, you know, draw pictures to get the information into them. Now, was I teaching or was I tutoring? Tutoring, I think, adds the extra benefit of, okay, you know what, let's not worry about the theory, let's just figure out how to get this into your brain. Whereas teachers have to take on the responsibility of, you know, teaching them the why. But if your kids don't care about the why, they just want to know that 4 + 2 = 6, then you as a teacher in 2012 are going to have to figure out how to get that into them. You know, I went to 12 schools, 4 high schools, and one of my high schools was all about the SATs. They identified that the kids going to this one particular high school, this was Chaparral High in Scottsdale, Arizona, and I really thank them for what they did. English class, yes, we read Beowulf and we read Shakespeare, but boy, did we pound those vocabulary words down. Why? Because they were on the SAT. What was going to be on the SAT, we had incorporated very heavily into our program. And we did well. At the time, what, 1600 was perfect, and I got a 1450. Many of my classmates got 1300s plus on their SATs. And I remember kind of looking at it as, are they being too narrow-minded? Are they just spending so much time on the SATs that we really need to look at, you know, other types of subjects? But honestly, if their endpoint and was, you know, doing well on these standardized scores, they knew how to, you know, get this into us. And they convinced us of doing such. They were like, look, if you want to get into college, if you want to compete, you need a good SAT score, ACT score, PSAT score. Know your Pythagorean theorems. But I can't spell Pythagorean. It doesn't matter. You don't have to spell Pythagorean. Just know your 3, 4, 5s. Know your Pythagorean theorems. Know your geometry. This is going to be on the test. And so, you know, and I have to say, those teachers were good. Maybe they weren't better than some of the professors I had, but boy, did I learn. And also remember, not everybody learns from the same type of person. You know, you could have somebody like me harping about the Krebs cycle or some sort of chemical reaction, and somebody will sit there and not know it, and somebody will go, wait, Dahlia, I got it. I got it. What you're telling me, I get. You know, when I teach you all about diabetes, I use what I learned from Desert Springs Hospital in Las Vegas, their diabetic teaching course, where they had talked about how sugar coming into the body is like sugar coming into a waiting room. People coming into a waiting room, and then the sugars in the hallways, which is the bloodstream, and the purpose of diabetes is to get the sugar from the hallway into the rooms of the office or into the cells of the body, and what opens the doors to these cells or opens the doors to the room. Insulin is the key. Now, something like that I use for medical students month after month after month. I use it for patients, and I really get diabetes that way. When I look at diabetes that way, is looking at diabetes as a medical office or any office. It makes so much sense to me. Maybe that's not proper teaching, but it's getting through. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. No, I'll never strike. Why would I strike? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello, my name's Earl. I'm calling with a question. I live in Northern California, and where we are is wooded. We seem to have scorpions in this area. They sometimes, one or two gets in the house, and I was wondering regarding that, if you ever got bit or stung by a scorpion, what would be the procedure? Would you definitely call 911? And I was wondering what happens to a person, when that happens. If you could let us know, that would be very interesting. I'd like to know about that.
No, that's a good question. I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, and you know, scorpions were all over the place. I remember I didn't like wearing my glasses when I first had to start wearing glasses, and when we had moved, because we moved multiple times, I'd been unpacking a box, and there was a little fuzzy brown thing, a small one, which means it must have been a baby scorpion in the box that I almost reached for because I thought it was a knickknack that I was unpacking, and I almost got stung by a scorpion. Pretty scary stuff. I mean, usually most scorpion stings you don't have to do much for. It'll hurt, so you put ice on it. You're supposed to keep the arm down, you know, because you don't want to raise the arm. You keep the arm down. You put some, you know, kind of ice on it. Sometimes you could do like a cold compress. You don't want to put ice directly on it. You want some sort of a barrier so you don't frostbite the skin. Usually that's effective for the first couple hours. Kind of stay calm, you know, so the poison doesn't spread. The only thing is you never know if a scorpion sting is going to be a severe one. Now, the severe ones could cause you to have trouble breathing. It could cause you to have trouble swallowing. You can actually, you know, go into some, you know, pretty severe reactions. You can have muscle twitching, weakness, high blood pressure, rapid breathing. So the thing is you'll hear people say all the time, yeah, I got stung by a scorpion, no big deal, I was fine. But then you hear these stories where people need antivenom. So, you know, my recommendation is this. Whenever you do get stung, clean it off. Wash it off with soap and water. Ice it, put some cool water down, and try to find, you know, put a glass over the scorpion. Try to find the scorpion and catch it. We don't want you to touch it, but try and catch it so we know and they can identify what kind. I don't think it would ever hurt to call 911. Because you don't know if you're going to be the one that could go into the anaphylactic shock and that whole type of sequelae of a advanced type of scorpion sting. Let them talk to you. They'll give you some, you know, they'll probably tell you, look, you know, do what I just said, cool water, ice, etc. Keep an eye on it. But if you have any shortness of breath, any rapid heartbeat, anything that acts funny, definitely get to a hospital. The problem with that is once you're told that, many of us are going to then be thinking it, you know. I can't tell you how many times I'll have a patient, let's say, who was just diagnosed with a brain tumor, and then all week long I have headaches. Or somebody had a GI bleed, and now I have stomach pain, you know. So sometimes psychosomatically, but you know what, this is your life, this is your body, you don't want to be wrong. So even though for the most part with scorpion stings, you can just take care of them at home, we have no idea if you're going to need the antivenom. And if that's the case, I would say get it checked out. They'll probably also make sure they get your tetanus shot up to date, etc. Now, what to do to prevent scorpion stings? I mean, many of us live in areas, you said you're from Northern California. I mean, scorpions are in a variety of places throughout the United States. It just doesn't have to be the hot desert. You gotta get rid of hiding places like trash, just like you would with spiders. Get rid of trash, logs, boards, stones, bricks that would make good hiding places around your home. Keep that stuff outside. Keep your grass closely mowed. Mayo Clinic has given us some great, steps on what to do to prevent scorpions. You know, scorpions, remember, they don't want to be by you. They don't find you to feed. Just like spiders, they're not looking for you, except the flying spiders. I think the flying spiders like to come out at you because they got nothing better to do and they're kooky. So I'm scared of flying spiders. But other than that, most of these bugs, they really don't want you because they don't feed. Mosquitoes will find you. Mosquitoes will hunt you down, sniff you out because you're dinner. They get to suck your blood and maybe give you West Nile. So I'm more afraid of mosquitoes, believe it or not, than scorpions and spiders. But remember, your kids are reaching for a little toy that rolled behind the logs or whatever. They stick their hand in. It's going to startle the scorpion and the scorpion's going to sting. Your garbage containers, they say store in a frame that allows them to rest above ground levels. They also tell you to caulk the cracks, install weather stripping around doors and windows, repair torn screens, because these things come in. If they don't like weather, they're going to go where they find shelter, and your living room may be shelter. Do not store firewood inside your house. I know a lot of you have real fireplaces. I don't think I've ever had a real fireplace. I think once we had a cabin up in Utah, had to sell it during the recession, but we had a cabin which was actually something you could build a real fire. We had wood. I mean, for those of you that, you know, are from LA, from you know, southern United States, our fireplaces are fake. I can't stand. We turn a switch to turn our fireplace on. And you don't change the wood. You don't have the smell of the wood. You don't get the carbon monoxide. You know, I mean, we have fake fireplaces. I really miss that. But, so we don't store wood, obviously. But, we do. We put the fireplace on. It gets cold in the desert. You know, some of our winters will get down to 30, 40 degrees. The problem with Las Vegas is you don't have the precipitation a lot of times on the days it's cold. I mean, we'll look at the weather and go, oh my gosh, we're going to have a 29 degree night. Rain, baby, rain, so we get some snow, and there's no precipitation, it's completely clear. And then it bumps up to 45 degrees, and we get some rain. It's like, come on, because I want snow this Christmas. But anyway, don't store your firewood inside your house. Don't go outside barefoot. I always do. I mean, I've grown up in the desert. I've always been outside. I don't even care if it's hot outside. I just always have been barefoot. Don't do that. You got to wear your shoes, especially around water sources. And don't forget to shake the shoes out. You know, one of the reasons why I didn't wear shoes is I knew that spiders would hide in shoes. And I would only put on a shoe if I had my socks on, because I was so afraid of sticking my foot in with where a black widow would be and getting bit. Also, by the way, lift up the toilet seat. I can't tell you how many times in Arizona we heard of black widows biting people's, you know, lilies type of things. So, lily is a medical term. Okay, you know what I'm talking about. When hiking or camping, wear long sleeves, pants, check your sleeping bag, clothing for scorpions every night. When traveling in other countries, don't forget to shake out your clothing and bedding. Sleep under a mosquito net. Bring an EpiPen whenever you travel. Not that most scorpion stings would throw you into an anaphylactic shock, but insects could. And then if you do find a scorpion near your home, gently move it. You could use tongs. Always carry a pair of tongs that you're going to cook with or whatever, and you could move the scorpion. But remember, if you are bit by one, try to catch the scorpion if you can. If not, I mean, again, I don't want you getting hurt. Great question, guys. Keep them coming. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I know, I just don't like any of that. I don't like spiders and insects and, you know, lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Horrible accident happened as a Las Vegas man faces 4 counts of driving under the influence after his speeding car rolled over into a Las Vegas bus stop, resulting in death of 4 people, 8 being injured. The crash happened at 6:30 in the morning, and you know, we hear of these throughout the country, bus stop accidents, pretty frequently, and because you're standing right there. And, I mean, I guess my recommendation would be stand behind the bus stop. I mean, you know where the bus is coming from, and then only go around the bus stop, to, I guess, jump on the bus once it comes. But drunk drivers, usually early morning hours, scary stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Of course I talk too much. That is what I do. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio, as well as anything else that comes up in terms of politics or anything that I feel like talking about. Remember, I am the one behind the mic, so I get to talk about whatever I want. We got Don keeping me in line behind the dials. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network, of course, for making the show happen. Big thanks to XM Radio that is broadcasting the show. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Honestly, thank you guys so much. I wouldn't have a job if you weren't listening. And, of course, God bless our troops for preserving our freedom and allowing me to speak as freely as I am allowed to do. Well, I could speak freer. Oh, yeah, I got to be careful with that. Of course, a little bit later on tonight when you all are on Facebook, don't forget to search out the Dr. Dahlia Show. Find me. You'll see me. That's me. Hi. Connect to me on the Dr. Dahlia Show so we could connect and I could give you up-to-date medical updates. Also, do not forget to find me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. For those of you celebrating the Jewish New Year, have a happy and healthy one. Of course, this is a time for us to reflect, see how we could be better people, atone for our sins. Honestly, the days they give us is never enough for me. I need a heck of a lot more. I'm going to ask God for an extension if I can, just like a, you know, what I always ask when I have to turn in my taxes from the IRS. I need a big extension, but you know, hopefully he'll listen. And you got all, you know, have a happy and healthy holiday. All right, Robert writes, Dr. Dahlia, did Romney just nail the coffin in his political grave with his inflammatory comments the other day, or is the media overblowing the situation? You know, I mean, here's the thing. Of course, the media overblows everything. Remember, it's media. Okay, what does the media want to do? The media wants to attract viewers or listeners, so you stop and you listen to them and you don't change the station. And, of course, you know, ripping on Mitt Romney is now the thing to do. That's just the in thing to do. They don't have a lot about Mitt Romney's past. They don't, you know, so anything he does, of course, they're going to scrutinize. I do have to say, you know, one thing I've learned over the years with, I've learned over the years with public speaking, and it wasn't in a course. It's just, you know, when you are undergoing some sort of a crisis, or there's a death or something very highly sensitive, you seem to do better in the public eye when your focus is on the tragedy, like the death of Ambassador Stevens and the other Americans, which is why, you know, many times when bad things happen, you know, of course, many of us will go, you know, we express our condolences that this is a horrible tragedy. You know, we'll keep you posted as things come in. You know, we Americans are going to, you know, group together with this. Hopefully we'll find a solution, etc. So for Mitt Romney, during that one statement, to air some criticisms, even if many people agree, it did open himself up to obviously getting ridiculed, and it might have not been the most strategic. He could have the next day, you know, discussed his concern. There's also a way to reinforce an idea that you have reinforced when a tragedy does happen. You never want to accidentally and inadvertently appear to show that a tragedy is making your point. Now, that wasn't his intention. You know, I think he said, you know, this is why we need to, you know, and like I said, many of us were thinking this, but as a public official and a public speaker, probably not the best tragedy. No, I don't think it nailed put a nail in his political coffin. I think he's going to do very well. All these polls showing this little bounce with Obama's, Obama in the polls. Remember with McCain, there was a bounce, a big bounce after the Republican National Convention in 2008. Huge bounce in the polls. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. All that matters is election day. But, you know, usually whenever something tragic happens, you know, the comment should be surrounding, you know, the tragedy and our heartfelt concerns and why we as America, you know, should group together at this time and, you know, prayers moving forward. And, you know, hopefully we're going to put an end to, you know, the situation at hand, something like that. And then, of course, as he goes on political speeches, you know, goes on, okay, well, our handling of the Middle East is subpar, but not during that initial statement. But no, I don't think it's going to cause him to lose the election. Again, whoever is, sorry, I had to scratch my ear. Whoever is you know, for Romney is for Romney. Whoever is for Obama is for Obama. And I'm sure most independents have already made their mind. Remember, this is a very, this is a very passionate, election, because many of us are in, you know, some of the worst financial states that we've ever been. And so you either think Romney's going to pull us out of it or you don't. You either, you know, think you're going to, you know, stay with who we have, or you don't. I don't think there's a lot of people that are undecided. And those that are telling the pollsters they're undecided, or I think trying to get the pollsters off their back. You know, so it's, and again, also, you know, the media wants surprise. If we knew the election results now, that would be a pretty boring story. You know, I'm hoping to air election results with Alan Stock on KDWN. I need to talk to Alan. Boy, he's phenomenal. It's going to be fun to be able to work with him. I love getting to do radio with him. This guy is one of the greats. So I'm hoping I get to air the results. But, you know, I mean, there's going to be surprise to the end. I mean, until we start to see, you know, what happens state by state. But remember, media, it's all about entertaining and finding sponsors and media dollars and keeping the viewers. But yes, there are techniques. There are techniques that public speakers should do. You know, but when you're in the public eye, you could never do right. What just happened with Kate Middleton? Kate Middleton was, I believe, sunbathing, you know, without a bathing suit top. Somebody took private pictures, and now they're calling this the scandal. You know, she's a part of a scandal. I mean, it stinks. Somebody took pictures of her topless. It's horrible. All right. And a lot of people in Europe sunbathe topless. That's what they do. I mean, unfortunately, her being the Duchess, she can't, you know, she can't do things like that. But it's a shame. You can't even have your own privacy. I've always wondered how stars or people in the public eye ensure privacy. I mean, can't people bug their hotel rooms? Can't people? I mean, you have to hope you really trust your security. Oh, and now there's rumors about there being a mole. That possibly could have caused the ambassador's demise. That there could have possibly been, I don't know. There's all these now rumors surfacing, but you know you just wonder, you know, how much privacy and you know what you should do. It's almost like you need to be as inert and as neutral and as out of the public eye as possible. Now, of course, Sally Struthers was in the public eye. She has been charged with a DUI in Maine. Many of us remember Sally Struthers from All in the Family. Right. She was the daughter. She's 65 years old. She's smiling in her, she looks good for 65. She's, you know, smiling in her mug picture. Apparently she was pulled over on U.S. Route 1 in Maine, charged with criminal operating under influence, posted $160 bail. She's been out of the public eye. You don't really hear a lot of Sally Struthers scoop, of course, until, you know, they get a DUI. But, I mean, unfortunately, our political figures need to be extremely media savvy. I mean, they are almost, which kind of bothers me, spending more time on how to deal with the public and how to avoid these horrible video clips and audio bites than actually, you know, coming up with reform, et cetera. I mean, the training these people have to do to prevent speaking freely. You know, if you have a politician that gets up there and speaks freely, like Sheriff Joe, they're always under fire. And remember, Mitt Romney has a crucial job. He's got to become president. He's got a lot of conservatives hoping he makes it, or Republicans hoping he makes it. And so he can't mess up. And so, even though many of us will agree with things he says, don't say it when things are this raw. You know, wait till a Band-Aid goes on and then renew your platform. That would just be my recommendation. But, you know, still, I don't think he's going to lose votes. You know, we need change. All right, guys, actually change in our pocket. Please don't go away. We got another hour. God bless. If this is your final stop, take care.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.